systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the channel. Today is Monday, May 3rd, 2010. I almost said May Monday.
Yeah.
My name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
And thank you all so very motherfucking much for joining
so
us.
Much.
Episode motherfucking 3 motherfucking 440 motherfucking 4. The motherfucking Monday night motherfucking show, bitches. Fuck yeah. Monday, fun
day. Are you
day.
Good?
I'm amazing.
Episode
I'm phenomenal.
Episode 344?
344. That's it. Of course, you should be watching these at thegemhole.com/live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, or on your Ustream application for your Droid mobile device. Love that shit. Love it.
It's quite nice.
If you want to interact in the chat, you can make an account at Ustream.com, log in, and bam. Bada bing, bada bam, so they say.
Yay.
So how are you?
I'm good.
Yeah?
I'm okay.
Who smoked pot today?
I don't know.
I know.
I don't know.
What are you doing going through my shit when I'm at work? Busting my ass to bring home the bacon. I come home and her and the cat passed out drooling on each other like, what day is it? I'm going to just go do this again.
No, that's not exactly what happened.
So tell us exactly what happened.
I smoked some pot and watched a movie and did the dishes.
Really?
That's pretty much it. I just
so
got
high. You'll smoke pot by yourself. You'll smoke
well,
my shit.
Well, I want to do it. Okay, I haven't smoked pot in like 4 years.
I just need to say something. You have no problem smoking shit behind my back when I'm not here. But when I'm like, hey, would you like to smoke pot with me? Fuck no. Get that shit away from me.
Brandy goes, I knew you smoked reefer. No, I didn't. Back even when I was hanging out with you, I did not smoke. And I haven't smoked.
What do we
time.
Do when your girlfriend lies to weed. You? Tell me, what do we do?
So, no, dude, I haven't smoked in a long time, and I don't want to smoke around you my first time fucking coming back and trying to do it.
Because so. I'm a little Looney Tunes.
You're a little fuck, dude. You're like retarded, like. One more leg, more shit.
Yeah, I'm
yeah.
crazy.
So I was like, I'm just going to do this by myself first. And I didn't get totally fucking retarded like I used to. I didn't, like, fall asleep or get
How's
munchies.
The weed?
Good.
Phenomenal.
Didn't cough once off this thing, so.
It's a good
it was
thing.
Pretty good.
It's a
it was,
damn
it was
good,
good
thing. It's a
but
good
I
thing
But I tell you
do.
What, a half a bowl got me high for like 4 hours.
I see that.
I was like, woo. There's like stop smoking now so I can be sober when he gets home.
Here's, I don't know if you can see that. The this side is burned. This side is all good still. That's
hey,
as far as she, that's as far as she got. And then it was.
At least every hit I take off of that is a green hit. That's what I do.
Yeah, because it's my shit. You probably loaded up like a bunch and then took a hit and then cashed it and then loaded up more. Like,
oh,
I
right,
have,
right.
I have no pot left. Thank you. Thejamhole.com/donate. Buy this crackhead of fucking
Brandy
bag
called
of weed.
Me a lightweight. Yeah, I'm a lightweight. When I ain't smoked pot in like fucking years. And I just decided to do that today because I was bored and I had a stomachache this morning. I was like, fuck it, you know what, let's try
if
this.
If only there was something productive you could have been doing, like, oh, I don't know, passing out press kits or whoring the show online.
Hey, I did the dishes
or...
and prepped enchiladas for
okay.
after the show tonight, so you could eat
I'm gonna
my
give
ass.
You, I'm going to eat your ass, but I'm also going to give you a pass for that.
I made chicken enchiladas for dinner tonight. They're already prepped
God,
and ready to be baked.
I fucking love the English fucking lang fuckage.
The
fuckwidge.
English language fucking what?
The lang fuckwidge.
The lang fuckwidge.
It's an amazing thing.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
So yeah, I did productive shit today.
Amham,
I didn't just pass out.
Amham says, and I agree, we're going to need you to see your medical marijuana card.
Oh, yeah, it's in between my ass
is it,
cheeks.
Is it next to mine?
Come here and get it. Yeah, it's next to yours in the I don't give a fuck bin.
Yeah, that's right next to the...
Yeah, where was my, like, OxyContin card or my Xanax card
card? Enough incriminating evidence. Thank you.
Hey, I don't have that in my system.
Good for you.
I'm good. Anyway.
So, yeah, I did. I was mentioned for the pre-show, thejamhole.com/YouTube. I finally figured out my way around Magix X2 video producer, which I got to say, I'm digging that program. I've been using Windows Movie Maker, which crashes every time I go to publish a video, and we have...
It's a must. It must crash to go on.
Me and Windows Movie Maker, we have an understanding. I understand that it will be crashing when I hit publish, so I understand that I need to save my thing and then close it, open it, hit publish. It crashes. I kill that. Open it again. Hit publish. We're all good. But Movie Maker has problems. Like, if I cut something at a specific point, I want it to cut there. I don't want it to trail on for 4 to 5 to 6 to 7 seconds after where I'm like, end it here. And it just, me and Movie Maker, we're just irreconcilable differences. I'm getting a divorce from Movie Maker. So,
I'm sorry.
I have Sony Vegas Video. Man, I don't got time to fucking learn that shit. That thing is motherfucking complicated. I know my fucking way around Cool Edit Pro 2.1. I notice a lot of the radio stations around here use that software, and I fucking know it, man. I could get a job at any of these places if they didn't know that I am who I am and that I just don't care for radio. But, you know, I got the skills that hopefully one day will pay the bills. And so I just... Video editing is not a love of mine at all.
Right.
Video editing, iPhone jailbreaking, working, none of those things that I do, I don't like any of them.
I don't like watching you video edit.
Audio editing.
Because it's annoying.
I love audio editing, so we do a podcast and I do all that stuff. I don't want to video edit, but I have to because, you know, it comes with the territory, so... I found this program, it's Magix X2 Pro. It worked really good once I figured out how to use it. And then I spent like 4 hours figuring out how to export something because it kept giving me all these weird files and they wouldn't play in anything. You know what ended up working?
What?
Wasn't Xvid, wasn't DivX, wasn't fucking just MPEG, MPEG 4, wasn't fucking any of that shit. You know what ended up finally working?
What?
Windows Media Video. A WM motherfucking V, which is what I ended up with after using Windows Movie Maker. Why the fuck not? That's the only thing that program exports to. Here I'm using this awesome program that exports to like 100 different fucking things. Why the fuck should any of them work? Fuck me. So... They do look okay, I think, and I made a new little intro for some videos with a little beat behind them, and I think they'll work for now. So
you think so?
I wasted a lot of time doing that, but it was a good time. Also, I would like to mention anybody that has an iPhone 3GS, it is able to be jailbroken. You want to use this thing called Spirit. I don't know. This is neither here nor there. This is just what I've spent the last... 3 hours of my life doing.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
And I enjoy it. It's interesting. I've never really messed with iPhones and stuff, and the only way to get one working up here is through Cellular One. They're the only GSM network here. You're not going to get 3G speeds. It's like, it's way slower than that, but you can get an iPhone working here if you really wanted it. Personally, I'll stick with the Droid, but neither here nor there. You can jailbreak the brand new ones, but you can't unlock them yet. So, if you're going to do that, you want to use Spirit, that'll fucking jailbreak it, no problem. You get Cydia on there, good to go, all the apps, all the Wi-Fi. They haven't released a unlock for it for the baseband that the brand new 3GSs are using. Our theory was, if they release it now, excuse me, when Apple comes out with the next update, they will patch that. So the dev team is waiting for Apple to release 4, and then they're going to jailbreak them both, or unlock them both. So that's that.
Maybe.
If you have you know, an iPhone up here or anything like that, or anywhere where you're at where there isn't AT&T, or if you just don't want to use AT&T, it's possible, but you're going to have to wait a little bit for the 3GS to work. So Just FYI.
Screw that. I'd rather just use my Verizon shit because Verizon is everywhere.
Well, yeah, but see, the thing is, Verizon's a CDMA network. iPhones run on a GSM network, which also, do you remember that thing we were listening to on Security Now about the GSM phone caller ID hack where they can listen to all that shit? Hey, do you guys remember when GSM was secure? And then do you remember when this guy approached you guys with a proof of concept showing how insecure it was? Do you remember what you told that guy? You said, yeah, right. That's a proof. It'll never work in the field. Well, guess what? It fucking works. Your shit's not secure anymore if you're on GSM. So just want to throw that out there. Don't weapon crypt your networks and be careful what you talk about over GSM phones. God loves Security Now. I love that fucking show.
Oh, my God. Anyway, so
I got to say, the other day, I forgot to mention this, but I was messing with the droid, and I had a little money, so I'm like, yeah. I was hooked on this game called Abduction, okay?
Yeah.
If you guys were on an iPhone, you'll know the game Doodle Jumper. Doodle Jumper's the shit. They finally made a port for Doodle Jumper on the droid, but it's not very good.
Okay.
What we have is called Abduction, and I think this is even better than Doodle Jumper. So what, you can't shoot? You don't need to shoot.
You just jump on stuff.
I'm a fucking cow. I don't need to shoot. That's besides the point. You're a cow. It's the most awesome game. Who got hooked to Abduction? Who has their own profile on my
phone?
On the app. And I gotta say, Abduction was the first game I've ever paid money for on this phone. I've been using free apps.
It's so fluid and nice. I'm like, yeah.
It's amazing,
cool.
Right?
I'm a cow and I'm jumping on these things and I'm saving animals, unlocking shit.
So I'm doing like video editing
cool
and shit.
Stuff.
And she's like, hey, let me see your phone. I'm like, all right, here. You know how I know she likes that game?
Why?
Because every time you give me my phone back, battery's dead.
It is
you
not.
Fucking, it was last night.
Bullshit.
And granted, this isn't off of a full charge, but you played that fucker for a good hour and a half, almost 2 hours.
I was bored,
so
dude.
And then you
That's
pass.
That's how I am with, like, Nintendo
you
shit.
You fucking pass where I'm at, and you're like, ah, I'm past you. I'm like, I've played it twice. You've played it the rest of the times.
But I get so mad when I die, and I'm, like, right there at the last
I
thing
know,
to get to. I'm like, fuck! I get so mad.
It's addictive like that Throttle Copter game was. Do you guys remember that? And they have an awesome port for it for the droid on the touchscreen.
I never played
Throttle Copter, you basically hold down the click button on your mouse, and the helicopter goes up, and you're going through a tunnel, and if you let it go, it goes down. And so you're just hitting the button, going up and down, maneuvering through. It's so addictive. It's retarded.
Well, like, dude, after that, I got stuck on a level, so I gave up for a little while. But there you have something on your phone that has, like, a bunch of old school Nintendo games.
Oh, yeah, that was the other thing I wanted to mention. I got a Nintendo emulator called Nessoid.
And it sucks balls, by the way.
All of them are going to be like that because you're not used to playing on the touchscreen. I was playing Contra today, and yes, the Konami code works. Up, down, left, right, or up, down, left, right, left, right, BA, start. It totally works on the emulator thing. But I got a grip of fucking Nintendo ROMs.
But it's a bitch, though, because you got your A and B button on the top right corner and then your directional buttons on your bottom left corner.
You can change that. I had it set up because I was using different buttons. But yeah,
well, then change that and I'll play the fuck out of it.
What I need to find is a Bluetooth Nintendo controller. That would be the shit. I could set the phone in the thing and fucking play it at work. Oh, God.
Dude,
I need it, but I
have
like
play Mario.
I've been
Super
collecting
Mario 3, please.
I've been collecting video game ROMs since I was a kid. Since ROMs first came out, I have all the MAME ROMs, all of them, all the Game Boy, Nintendo DS, 64, NES, Super NES, Genesis, all of them. I have them all. But the only one that's good is that I really like playing on the phone is the Nintendo ones because it's real simple. You only have two buttons and a control pad, you know. So, but dude, they work so well, and I mean they should, right? The droid is what 20 times faster than the NES was when it first came out. So you know you're using this fucking hardware on steroids to play this 8-bit fucking game that's just cool as fuck, dude. Oh, I love it. But so I wanted to mention, I usually don't buy apps or anything like that, and they did a great thing. I don't know if this is great, but they make it so fucking easy to just buy apps on the phones. And I guess, you know, those of you with iPhones have known that. And yeah, Amham says, Robo Defense. I played that a little bit. I didn't really care for it. I don't like, it's too World of War, or not World of Warcraft, but Warcraft 1 and 2. It's that style. And I don't like those games because it's too much shit to keep track of. I need me, and that's it. I will keep track of me, not I got guys over here, and I got guys over here, and this shit up here. Fuck that. I need me and some guns and maybe
some things the god code to kill,
and some nades. I need some nades and some flashbangs, and that's it. Some okay. Facebooks, as I call them. The FBs.
FBs?
I'm out. Oh, man. Awesome. But so, yeah, they make it, and I get it's a strategy that it's like...
Well, did you like
you
Castlevania type stuff? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
The
like
easier
that.
You make it to buy an app, the more people will buy it.
Of course. They'll be like, oh, shit, I accidentally... Oh, well, I have it now.
It is so easy. Like, you hook up your Google account, and it's like, would you like to buy this? Fucking, you hit the button, done. Transaction complete. Cha-ching. So, I just wanted to mention, if you guys got an Android, there's a few apps that I actually use enough, and they're cool, and... I like supporting these developers because if everyone just uses the free shit, they're going to end up putting ads in it. If no one's buying their shit, they're not going to develop anymore. Like, if I'm not making money developing, why am I going to do it? So you can have this awesome app? Fuck that. So I try and support these guys. And really, it's like $2 here, $4 there, $5 here. And I understand. It adds up. But I bought a few, and these are the ones I felt were worth the money. Abduction, of course. This program called GPS Status. You ever wonder when you turn on Google Maps and it shows you in the middle of a fucking lake?
Yeah.
Or on top of a fucking mountain? That's your GPS not working properly. GPS Status is a link directly to the GPS hardware. So it tells you what it's doing, how many satellites are in the sky, how many it's connected to. It gives you your speed, all this shit. And it shows you a radar of where the satellites are in the sky. So if you're looking for satellites at night, you can use that to kind of pinpoint them. It's a really cool app.
Doug wants to know if there's a Guitar Hero app.
I don't know. I hate that fucking game. Play a real guitar and be a hero. The next one I bought was Weatherbug Elite because I love the Weatherbug app. It's cool. It chills in the top there. It has maps, has a ton of cool shit, cameras, live views, all that stuff. So I bought the Elite one. Really cool shit. Advanced Task Killer. If you have an Android device, you have to have Advanced Task Killer. It will save your battery life. It'll keep your phone running fast. The free version I've used since I bought the phone. I finally paid for it yesterday. And the pay-for version has some other cool shit, so I like that. And then, of course, the Nessoid for an emulator. And there's a couple cool racing games. Raging Thunder 1 and 2. I've kind of been playing the free game. I'm not sure if I want to buy them, but you steer like this, holding the droid. Like, yeah. It's so cool. But, yeah, there's some pretty cool shit on there. And then, of course, you know, the Ustream broadcast and viewer, and I got a bunch of soundboards for my ringtones and all that stuff. So, and always email info@thejamhole.com if you ever have like an Android question or an app question or anything like that. You know, we're totally happy to give you guys advice.
Jabel
and help
says,
you out.
"Now I wish I didn't buy this fucking BlackBerry."
Yeah, fuck a BlackBerry, dude. That OS is kind of going south, but you know, it's cool for business, I guess. I can do anything on the droid though that you can maybe do on anything else. So. Pretty cool shit. But, yeah, so today was the first day that I did not have my iPod with me. You know, I always have my droid, and then I have my iPod. I listen to podcasts on. I listen to my beats, my hip-hop, so I can memorize the words, all that shit. Well, the other day, I remember I told you guys quite a while ago that I was going to work, and I went to turn on my iPod, and there was nothing on it. And I was like, fuck. And I turned around,
everything.
Flashed the fucking firmware, put on podcasts, and then left, and I was late.
Yeah.
And it was cool since then. It was doing some glitchy stuff, though. Like, it was sounding like a CD would skip.
Yeah.
Every now and then when I was listening to podcasts.
I remember that. It's like when you're going over bumps and your CD's like,
Right, but no bumps. Like, it's just the memory, the hard drive storage or whatever just on its way out. And I'm like, all right. No big deal. I put on stuff. Finally, I was like, okay, it seems stable now. It's working good. So I put on a bunch more music. And it was good for a while. I put on the music when we went to Spokane.
Yeah.
And then, what was it? Thursday? Or Wednesday last week?
When I had to go in for inventory.
Wednesday.
Because I was up with you, and I got up and stuff, and you left, and you came right back. I'm like, what are
you doing? It did the same fucking thing. I was, like, halfway down our road here, went to turn it on, nothing on it. And I'm like, I was so pissed, dude. I was literally, like, taking the iPod Touch first generation and, like, slamming it on the fucking thing because I was so pissed at it.
I heard you. I was like,
I was trying to break it. It didn't break. I mean, it's broke, but it didn't shatter like I was hoping. So, finally, I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I've seen FM tuners that work with the Droid. Basically, all you need is one with a headphone jack instead of the dock for the iPods, right?
Right, right.
And then if I can find a tuner that has a little thing to charge it, like maybe a USB slot, I didn't know if they made those or not, that would be perfect. If not, I have a car charger, whatever.
Uh-huh.
I found a tuner that does that, that's made for everything else. So, shout out to an awesome friend of mine that works at Best Buy. Check this shit out. Do you guys have any idea how much Best Buy marks up their shit?
A lot.
And it's mostly accessories and cables. My brother was telling me that the HDMI cables are like $40 or $50. With an employee discount at Best Buy, they're like $8. They mark up that shit so fucking much. It's retarded, dude. So, this tuner, $52.99. And I'm like, I have a friend that works at Best Buy. So I fucking call them up. And I'm like, hey, can you do this for me? And they were like, sure. $52.99 tuner. Guess how much it was. You already know. Don't guess. $18.99.
Okay. That's awesome.
I got that shit for under $20. Under $20.
And who bought you your last one? And
you did.
We also got the
But we
to
also
get
got an
discount.
Employee. Yeah, and that was on the show because he asked us to call one of his friends live on the show and fuck with him. So we totally did.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, fuck yeah. I'd be more than happy to fuck with somebody to get something cheaper.
I think it went to voicemail or something. But yeah, it's so great. So today was my first day only using the Droid. And what I did was went with Double Twist. Because that'll sync all your podcasts. The new version of Double Twist has podcast support, which is awesome. So you can just subscribe in there. It'll copy your iTunes directory, so all your music's in there. Everything is golden. So if you forget to update something there, there's an app called Beyond Pod, which is better than Google Listen, because Google Listen has been just fucking up lately. And I love Google shit, but that app just sucks. So Beyond Pod, if you need to get, you know, a podcast that just came out, like say when Big Mouth's podcast posts their show late, if they do a show, you know, you can get it on the fly and it's right there. But yeah, everything worked awesome. When I get a phone call, it mutes, it stops the podcast, it answers the phone, it played through the truck speakers. It's amazing.
It's pretty cool.
I fucking loved it, dude. I was watching YouTube videos with the sound coming out of the truck. I was watching our hip hop thing. It was so great.
That's pretty cool.
So Amham says, have you tried the new Skyfire browser? It plays some Flash. Yeah, I've heard that, but I kind of like the default browser. I was using Dolphin for a while, but it's not that much faster at all. The default browser is great. And if you need something to play Flash, use a laptop. I don't know. You can the browser will open up most Flash things in its native player. I've never had a problem with it not playing something. You can go to thejamhole.com on your Droid and click play now or download, and it'll stream it right off the site from our website on your phone. So that's kind of cool. And you can only watch the live shows through the broadcast app or the viewer app. So I don't know. Whatever. But
anyway,
some pretty cool geeky technology shit. That's what's been going on.
Very geeky.
Sorry. I have to do that every now
and then.
I know. So, we did go to see Evil Dead the musical. Is the book for it. Again, thank you so much to Nicole Nunya in the chat for buying our tickets to that. I wanted to go and I just kind of spaced it, so I don't think we would have went if wouldn't have bought us those tickets. But I gotta say, they did an amazing job.
Fucking A, dude.
I've only seen the movies.
I've never seen
the musical
play
before. And I know they do it, you know, in big cities and shit. Like, the original group that wrote it or did whatever, like, that performs it. But the kids at FVCC did an amazing job.
They were fucking funny.
Josh Kelly was Ash. He did an amazing job.
This is my boomstick.
It was so funny. What the fuck was that?
I know.
Join us. Oh, God, it was brilliant.
Look who's evil now.
Look look who's evil now. And you know what they're doing next?
What?
The Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Are you sure they're doing that?
I saw the poster for it there.
I saw a poster there, too, but yeah. I'm not sure. And if they are, I need to know when. Because I've got to... Oh, Rocky! Like, oh, my God, dude. I need to see...
Nicole Sly played Linda. Summer Rose played Shelley. Mac McGregor played Scott. Linnea Springer played Cheryl. Carissa Brown played Annie. Aaron Rold, Ed... Tanner Esham, Jake, Aaron Rold, the Canadian, or the Candarian Demon Moose. That was awesome. And Michael McGurney was the Professor Nobi. But yeah, you guys did an amazing job with it. It was so entertaining. It was so funny.
Every man in my life
has been killed by Candarian demons. Oh, it was so great. But yeah, thank you guys so much thank you, Nicole, for getting us tickets to that. It was a great job. They did an amazing job. And
there was blood everywhere. He, like, hacked stuff up, and they just threw buckets of blood.
Oh, yeah, there was people up on the catwalk with super soakers, squirting blood down. It was so great.
Yeah, it was pretty fucking cool.
But, their costumes were great, the lighting. The new fucking theater that they built there is fucking cool, man. The Black Box Theater, like, they built that thing proper. The only thing I would have maybe done differently was had the sound tested a little better. It seemed at some parts there was a little feedback, and at others it was really quiet. But towards the middle of Act 2, they got it figured out.
Iraq 42 says they already did Rocky.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show? Did they do it? Because I just saw a poster. I thought it was like plays they're going to be doing. But that sucks. I really wanted to see that.
Fucking
man.
A, dude.
How do you know? And when they do it again, let us know. Every episode of The Jam Hole is a musical.
Yeah,
thank
Doug says, how about Jam Hole the musical?
Yeah, so and thank you again.
I hate you, Matt. I hate you,
Danny. Just suck my dick. Why won't you suck it?
Dick in my
Why
mouth?
Won't you suck it? Why won't you ever fucking suck this cock? Would be. Oh, it's great. So, good times. And then, yeah, like I said, I got the videos of us posted up on thejamhole.com/YouTube, and I kind of did a little redoing of some web pages on the site. If you just go to thejamhole.com, take a look around there, you'll notice little changes here and there, just little minor things. So, I got some stories here. Oh, what?
What did we go and see yesterday?
What did we go and see yesterday?
Think about it.
Oh, yeah. Freddy's back, baby.
Freddy's back. We went and saw Freddy's coming for
the
you.
New Nightmare on Elm Street. And I got to say, I was a little skeptical about Robert Englund not playing Freddy because he's the fucking man. But I understand he's getting old.
Hey, but this dude
he
did a
passed
good job.
The torch to the only other man in...
With that face.
The only guy right now in film that could have pulled off Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
And it was the guy that played Rorschach from Watchmen. I forget his name. It's like Jackie Hale something earlier.
I don't know, but he's the only person with that facial structure that has that can do that. Like, it was so awesome. They did such a great
Jackie
job.
Jackie Earl Haley, that's who it was. Yeah, it was done really well. Really fucking well. And granted, we like horror movies, so I know a lot of people are like, Hellraiser sucked, and all of these horror movies suck. They're fucking horror movies. They're supposed to kind of suck,
right?
Dummy.
I mean, come on, the doctor is it.
But yeah,
fuck
I was talking,
you.
I forget who I was talking to last night, but they were mentioning that, and I was like, I hope the next movies that they do remake in horror are the Hellraiser movies. They need to remake
those. Oh, my God.
Those.
If they remade those, then fucking go nuts, man.
And then Critters. I want to see Critters remade in fucking 3D, full-on CG. Oh, God, that would be amazing.
Critters. Not Gremlins, but Critters, right? Like, old-school fucking big-ass teeth and pointy... spiny things.
God, that would be so cool, dude.
Oh, man.
But yeah, so did you enjoy it?
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
I know you jumped a little bit.
And when I jump, dude, that's amazing. That is awesome. I'm really hard to jump when it comes to, like, horror movies.
For how
stuff.
Much of a badass Danny likes to think she
I'm
is...
I'm jumpy.
She's very easily scared.
I'm jumpy. Don't do anything.
And I demonstrated this earlier.
Yeah, that's great. Stop. Huh?
But yeah, they did a really good job, I thought. And like I said earlier, before, you know, when we first saw previews of this, I saw Michael Bay's name on this. And I said, I was like, motherfucker, no. Michael Bay, if you fucked this up for me, like, you fucked up everything else I've tried to enjoy from my childhood.
I was really upset to see his name, and then we found out he just produced
so
it.
So I looked it up. He just produced it. He made it look pretty. He had nothing to do with the writing, thank
Fuck
God,
no.
which is why it was tolerable. But, yeah, I thought it was a really good movie, and I like that
stuff.
Dude,
they did it so well, and they still, you know, he was always a cocky... kind of funny slash pervert, you know, and they pulled that off really well.
Well,
but
he was a child molester.
Right. And he's like, how's this for a wet dream?
And Charlie Clown says there's a new Resident Evil in the works.
Yeah, I saw a preview for that.
That looked fucking cool.
I looked at you and I was like, I love these movies. And there's two of them. There's two fucking Alices. They're going down shooting at shit. I'm like,
yeah.
Yes, Mila Jovovich is the shit. Thank you.
That looked pretty fucking cool. So we're on this whole nightmare kick, and I'm like, you know, have you ever seen Wes Craven's new Nightmare? It was the last one that they made in that series of the Nightmare on Elm Street, and it wasn't really considered, because there was Nightmare on Elm Street 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever, Dream Warriors, right. And this and that, and then there was Wes Craven's new Nightmare, which I was kind of explaining it to her that it was, you know, it's done from the point of view of a movie being written about a movie being written about.
Yeah,
and it's a feedback
loophole.
It's so great. So we end up fucking watching that last night. And what did you
awesome.
Think of that?
Well,
it was a little older, right?
I didn't realize that I had seen it before. And I hadn't seen it in such a long time. It was pretty much like new. But yeah, it was pretty cool, and I like how you get to see all the original characters. Like,
yeah, and as the characters,
yeah.
Like Robert Englund comes out,
he's like,
well,
oh, "I'm back, I'm Freddy."
Did you notice
yes.
something about the new Freddy? He's darker, huh? He's like, "Yeah, I noticed that too." They're like, it was an interesting take on the whole, you know, Nightmare on Elm Street series, because it looked at the movies being made.
Right,
and I don't know. I really enjoyed that point of view of it.
I don't know. I really, really liked this one, though. The new one. The Nightmare on Elm Street remake.
Yeah, he did that really well.
And I hope they continue to remake all of them. That would
Do
be
you
awesome.
Think they will?
I think so.
I kind of was thinking it would be like the Halloween remakes, where they do one remake and then they do one prequel from like at the very beginning before any of the movies happen. So I was kind of thinking they would
cool
do this remake and then they would make one that was from the beginning, like really get into the story of how he worked at the school and he was a weirdo with all
well,
these kids
it
or something like that.
It showed a lot of that in this new Nightmare on Elm Street. It showed him working at the school, being a gardener and talking with the kids and all that, and doodling shit with Nancy and
yeah.
all that stuff.
Charlie
so.
Clown says, I hope they make a Saw 1 through 6 remake.
Dude, it's not old enough to be remade yet, okay? These movies are over like 20 years old.
That's why it was funny.
Yeah, I don't
really. I thought it was funny.
Not really.
Charlie Clown again says, Freddy versus Jason versus Michael versus Pinhead versus Cloverfield Monster versus Ghostbusters Marshmallow Man versus Godzilla.
Gojira
versus Mothra. That would be so awesome.
Yeah, versus like Piccolo. Yay. Anyway, fucking
versus Trigun.
Versus
the Full Metal Alchemist.
Oh.
Versus what's that chick?
Chi?
Yes.
Chi from Chobits?
From versus Chobits.
Dude, you can't beat a Persicon. I'm sorry.
Excuse me. You smoked my good weed, by the way.
Sorry.
I would appreciate you not ever doing
sorry.
That again.
It made me feel really good. Anyway.
Yeah, it does that.
That's going to happen. But no, if you know what would really be awesome, though, is if they did make a new Pinhead.
Yes.
You know, a new fucking Hellraiser movie.
Because those
I
are about as old as the Nightmare on Elm Street movies, right?
A little older, dude.
Except that they
there's
more of them.
They were using clay animation.
There's more.
For the beginning of the Hellraisers. It was all mostly clay animation and shit, and it looks horrible, but it's...
Yeah.
It was cool. Like, when I was a kid,
I thought
dude,
the idea
oh
of it
God.
Was cool. The puzzle
oh,
box?
Fuck yeah.
I wanted one
I
of those puzzles.
I can open a gate to this crazy fucking hellhole? Yeah.
I just wanted one of those boxes. I thought they were so fucking cool. And there was this one weird, like, catalog of, like, it was like a Spencer's, but it wasn't that company, but it was a catalog like that, and they had a puzzle box in it, and every time I'd get the catalog, I'd look to see if it was still there, and it was always there, and I'm like, I'm going to get this thing and this whole weird shit's going to happen. And I'm going to kill my family, but I'll have the box.
Dude, I would really like it if they remade those movies because it was fucking awesome. The latest one they made was Hell Games.
Yeah, that one was
all
right.
And that one was
okay.
I like
all those. I just like that concept and just
the
way they're done.
Who is the guy who played Pinhead, though? He would be too old to play it now.
Oh, I'm sure.
So they would have to get somebody else. I mean, he had that awesome face, and he just looks at you, and
yeah,
he's like,
and I agree with
hell.
GHB City Baby. He says the later ones were shit, and they started downhill
after they got all of their main characters. They got Pinhead, then they got Chatters, then they got the twins,
yeah,
then they got the girls, the one with the skull, her scalp pulled back,
yeah,
pinned to her shoulders, and the other one with her throat peeled open and pinned out. Whatever. After you got all of those, and I think you got a hell dog later on.
Yep, that was the space one. I really liked.
Yeah, it comes out of the fucking room. It's like, it's doing the Chatters thing, but it's a dog, and it's kind of cool. Well,
I just thought it was cool because they made a big giant puzzle box in outer space.
I know.
How cool was that?
It's like the Death Star, but not.
It all transformed and shit. Oh, it was great.
Yeah. So after they got all those main base characters, I think it just kind of went.
It started going at it from like a new age modern point of view, where it's like kids playing an online game and then going to this man, like that kind of idea.
And I did like it when they
took
revealed
the puzzle box and turned it into a real game is what they did.
Well, I liked it. Like, a lot of people didn't like this, the movie that this was in. I can't remember which one it was, but like they go back and show who Pinhead was
as a
sergeant
cool,
in an army or whatever, and who Chatters was.
Yeah.
He was a little kid. And all this shit. I thought that was
fucking
badass.
I like those backstories like that.
Oh, hell yeah. I mean, how do you become a general of hell?
A Cenobite.
A Cenobite. How do you become this badass fucking dude?
You make a deal with the devil.
I know, right?
And you become pain. I am pain.
Oh, does he say, I am pain? Yeah,
I am
pain. Yeah, yeah.
Major pain, motherfucker.
Oh, that's when he fucking made the twins and he shoves that thing through their head and then grinds it together. He's like, I am pain.
Yep.
Yes. Give me more of that.
GHB City says, I don't know if you listen to Double Feature, but they just reviewed the whole series. Never heard of Double Feature. Is it just a podcast? I'll have to check it out. Email me the info@thejumble.com. Appreciate that.
Love that shit, though.
So, well, moving on.
If they remake Beetlejuice, I think I'll be very, very upset.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody else can play that part.
They should remake Alien versus Predator and make it not fucking suck this time.
Yeah, well, AVP2 really sucked.
Make it rated R, you fucking pussies.
We saw a preview for another movie that looked badass. Splice.
Splice. That looked kind of cool, too.
Oh, dude, they're like fucking around with human DNA and
shit,
cloning
yeah.
and stuff, and
that's
she's like,
actually
well,
a
it'll have human. Yeah, she's like, well, it'll be human DNA, and it'll be human, but not quite human.
Right, because it's illegal and all that, but yeah,
right.
that looked pretty cool.
It was this fucking mutated chick,
it
and it
was
kept
weird
rolling
looking.
Really fast, and then it's a full-grown woman.
You know what
but
it reminded me of?
Her heads and faces. Ugh.
Reminded me of Rubber Johnny.
It reminded me
Look
of Species.
Up. Kind of.
Kind of. I was like, it's spliced, and it's a whatever. She has a tail. It's cool.
All right. Well, good. There's your movies. I got to geek it out on some fucking tech device. You got to geek it out on some movies.
I dig horror movies. That's one of my
Are you
things.
Ready for this?
I'm ready for this.
Oh, man. All right. So you know how we were talking about the whole oil problem in the Gulf, right? The thing blew up. If you were
which is
here,
300 miles away from Sarasota,
it's
so I'm
getting
told.
There.
My cousin is having a blast fishing right now.
If you were in the chat for the pre-show, I put a link to a picture editorial of the whole platform blowing up, and I'll try and find it again, put a link to it in the show notes at thejamhole.com, but I didn't think that thing was as big as it was. Like, I've never seen pictures of it or anything. We don't have TV, so we don't really watch the news, just the internet. So
yeah.
To see, like, those pictures, man, that fucker was huge. So this guy here, he wrote a little thing here about the whole spill and how people are comparing it to the Valdez oil spill. He says, if this winds up taking months, the better part of a year or longer, for experts to finally stop the flow of oil into the Gulf of Mexico from the uncontrolled wellhead left by the destroyed Deepwater Horizon, there's precedence for that. It was an oil platform called IXTOC-1, which was in the Gulf of Mexico about 600 miles south of Texas in the Bay of Campeche. The accident occurred June 3rd, 1979, when a two-mile exploratory well blew out. What happened next sounds similar to what happened on the Deepwater Horizon. The IXTOC-1 accident is considered the world's second worst oil spill, with 140 million gallons of oil released into the waters. The worst spill was the oil spill in the Persian Gulf as a result of the 91 Gulf War against Saddam Hussein's Iraq, when Iraqi troops opened the Kuwait oil field valves, which allowed as much as an estimated 520 million gallons of crude to flow into the Gulf. And hearing these numbers, like, I sleep so good at night knowing that oil is a renewable resource and it's not a shitty fossil fuel that we're running out of and, you know, changing the course of how our planet lives. Like, I'm so glad it's a renewable resource because, you know, 520 million gallons here, 10.8 million gallons there. Like, who gives a shit? There's more. It's a renewable resource. Who cares? Like, I sleep so good knowing that.
Hardy, har, har. Charlie Clown says, can't they just take a bucket out there and pick it up? I thought water and oil don't mix. That is true.
Like,
water and oil doesn't mix. But if you cook, you will know that if you take oil and put it in water and then try to scoop it back out, it's fucking impossible. Yeah, they don't mix and you'll have little fucking, you know, circles and drops of oil in the water, but you can't take like a chamois or a fine mesh net of sorts and dip it in there to get that oil out. It's impossible because it's just as small as the water molecules.
It's impossible.
Yeah.
And GHB says Lynn Redgrave died today for anyone playing Death Pool.
Oh, okay. It's
Death
great.
Pool update. Anyone win any money on Lynn Redgrave? Who is Lynn Redgrave?
I have no idea, dude.
All right, so, yeah, the sinking of the Exxon Valdez in Alaska's Prince William Sound spilled an estimated 10.8 million gallons, making it the worst spill in U.S. history. So, that was 10.8 million gallons, and do you remember, we talked about this, it was huge, it was all over the TV. Now, take that and then into consideration, and then take 520 million gallons that went into the Gulf. Like, that's so much more, but that one was so huge. Like, that's got to be just...
Dude, that's got to be
That's why
so
we're out
bad,
of oil.
Dude.
That right there.
That's got to suck so bad. I mean, they're going to be, like, cleaning pelicans and fucking seagulls
and
fucking whatever.
Lynn Redgrave was a actress, for those of you playing at home.
Okay.
So, some key points to take away from this, the guy says. It took nearly 10 months for the responders to stop the oil from flowing in the IXTOC accident. That was the one in 79. So it took them 10 months to clean that up.
Yeah.
And to get it under control and all that. So this was a well that was only about 164 feet deep in water. Like,
okay,
it's 164 feet under the water, right?
Right.
That allowed divers to be sent down to cap the well. So that's easy, right? You're 164 feet down. You send some divers, cap the fucker, done. Took them 10 months to do that, okay?
Fuck.
The Deepwater Horizon wellhead is under 5,000 feet of water. Two divers, 10 months for 164 feet of water.
This is
going to
take 5-6 years.
It's going to take them to cap that at 5,000 feet of water. This is nearly double the depth at which atmospheric diving suits and manned submersibles
can
operate. Double. So,
I don't think they're going to be able to get down to it, dude.
So
whatever's down
there, it's good
there,
thing it's renewable,
since
right?
We don't know. We haven't charted like even close to,
you know,
like
need.
A quarter of the ocean floors, since it's so deep and we don't know what's down there because we don't have the tools to go down there. Whatever is down there and is covered in this oil is just going to mutate and come up and eat.
Charlie Clown says, "How big is that cork going to have to be? It's going to have to be a pretty generous sized butt plug, if you know what
I mean.
There's
going to be like fucking, what are those things called?
We need to just apologize.
Megalodon carcharodon or whatever fucking down under there is going to come up and mutate and be all pissed off from the oil spill. That's what's going
to
happen.
We need to just apologize to Poseidon, make amends, sacrifice a couple of whatever it is the god of the sea likes, tuna, chicken of the sea, crack a couple cans of some chicken of the sea, and ask him to go
fix that.
Oh, okay.
Poseidon?
Hey, dude. I have 4 cans of tuna.
I know we all ditched you and all the other Greek gods for this new modern age one god idea, and I'm really sorry about that.
Yeah,
like, personally, and speaking for the whole human race here, Matt of the Jam Hole. Okay, Poseidon. If you could, I'm going to need a Jam Hole sticker on the cork, and then I'm going to need you to go ahead and go down there and cork that.
Right.
And while you're down there, if you could bring me some oil and, like, you know, make it not waterlogged, because, you know, you're a god, right? They can do that.
They can do that.
The god of the sea can do that. He should do that. So, the guy says, technology has obviously advanced immensely during the past 30 years. Still, the story of the IXTOC-1 is sobering considering how far under the gulf this well is and the difficulty that are being encountered by the crews operating in what can be a very hostile environment.
And?
To add to all that, hurricane season is only weeks
away. Oh, yeah,
Once hurricane season starts, that's it. We're going to have to just walk away, right?
Yeah.
And come back when it's over and hope that...
You can't go out in the middle of the Gulf
season. In 5,000-foot deep water? No. There's no fucking way.
I mean,
you could
go out and fish off the shores.
We could get enough people to just go out there and drown and hope their bodies float down somehow.
Float
and
down?
Sink up. And S-Y-N-C. The Associated Press had a report on the comparisons being made between the IXTOC-1 spill and the current accident and why the Deepwater Horizon spill has so many people worried, experts even. Most Americans think of Exxon Valdez when it comes to spills, but the potential and likelihood here is well beyond that, the University of Rhode Island ocean engineering professor said. Because Deepwater Horizon well has not been capped and may flow for months more, it should be compared to a bigger, more dangerous one from a well explosion in 79. That was LTXOC-1 off the coast of Mexico. It was the worst peacetime oil spill on record. The current spill is kind of a worst-case scenario, he said. What makes this spill relentless and most similar to the 179 is that it's an active well that keeps flowing. The Exxon Valdez was a tanker with a limited supply of oil. Like, it ran out and that was it. Then we started cleaning up. This is, like, still flowing. And when we get back there after hurricane season, it's going to still be flowing.
Yeah.
I miss
hurricane season.
They're
dude.
Saying that it could take months for a relief well to be drilled that would help stop the flu. They need a big giant tampon. Has anyone said that yet? It's like just a big vagina. And
I'll just buy boxes and boxes and boxes of tampons
and
just sew
them
together.
If I was rich, I would make the world's biggest tampon. And I would go down there and me and a team of expert people would cork that fucker. I think that's what's going to need to be done. Until that happens, Mother Earth is on the rag.
She is,
and there is not a goddamn thing. Expect more earthquakes. Expect a lot more boob quakes. Expect tsunamis, volcanoes, all that shit. Until we get some Midol from Mother Earth.
Her bleeding black gold orifice.
Or she goes through menopause.
Right.
In either case, we are pretty effed.
MDS says, come on down here for hurricane season. I actually might be.
That would be pretty awesome. I enjoy hurricane season.
Yeah, actually, I do. It's kind of weird, but I love hurricane season. It's really nice. But my cousin Jason, not, you know, any of the ones that I can't talk about.
Oh, right. Because otherwise you wouldn't be talking about
exactly.
them.
Exactly. This one's
because
cool.
Because if you did, you would be getting a phone call from their daddy.
Yes, this one's cool, okay, and has no problem. And his mommy watches the show, so I have no problem.
Well, shout out to her.
Well, shout out to her, Aunt Anne. Yeah. Anyway, but he wants to come up here in August and hang out for a week, and he's like, dude, the fishing down here is amazing right now. I've got a new technique for tarpon, been catching black tip shark out the ass and snook and whatever. He's like, if I can help you get the money, will you come down here for two or three days before I go up there so we can fish down here together, and then we'll fly back up to Montana and hang out and chill for a week and fish and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, I would be down for that. Absolutely. So we're going to try and hook that up. He's trying to save up cash. He's like, if I can get the cash, you come down here and we're going to go fishing. He's like, I have the poles. He's like, I can go pick up your poles.
That's right. So thejamhole.com/donate. Help give me some money to blow on whores and cocaine while she's fishing in Florida. Word to that. So
awesome,
moving on. There was a mother of four. This is pretty awesome. She was trapped in her bed for 6 months because her massive tatas.
Oh, whoa.
Julia Manhuri's chest grew to a gigantic N cup. I'll say that again. A gigantic N cup. N like Nancy. Or
nails.
Necronomicon.
Necronomicon.
Or
N.
So
A, B, C, D. Whoa,
N,
that's a lot,
as in
dude.
The N word. Guess what color she is. I mean, neither here nor there, but
Yeah, I'm gonna say,
I'm just saying,
I'm gonna say a darker,
as a general
mulatto
rule, African American women have gigantic areolas and big dark like they're pretty. Some of them are, you know, beautiful, but I'm just thinking like size comparison to scale. If her areolas are to scale of her boobs, and I'm gonna say those are gonna be like hubcaps. And I'll put a link to this for the live listeners so you can see it now and not when I do the show notes tomorrow. But look at those motherfuckers, dude. They're huge. That's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
The 29-year-old said, quote, "It was awful. If I tried to get up, I would faint because my tits were so fucking big." The pint-sized farmer's wife, who lives in northern Peru, was finally helped when local media paid for her to take a 3-day boat trip to the nearest town for medical help. It took two tugboats for her tits, and then, you know, the other one for her.
I gotta see this real quick.
It's in the chat.
Quick.
I posted
yeah,
in the chat.
I'm
you better
that.
Hope that doesn't crash when
Whoa,
you do that.
Dude.
Doctors diagnosed.
How do you lay like that? Where'd you get a shirt to fit over those fucking things?
That's amazing, right? Thejamhole.com/live. If you watch live shows, you can see the biggest tits
Bed
in the world.
Bedbound by my big boobs.
Fucking A.
Oh my God. Why aren't you laying on your side like a pregnant woman would?
Doctors diagnosed an extreme form of bilateral gynecomastia, a.k.a. big giant tit syndrome.
Elephantitis in the tits, maybe?
Yeah. An illness where the mammary gland, that's the tit, keeps growing. It just doesn't stop. Like from the time you're born, it just keeps growing.
You know, you have a
that.
Problem with it. It's like,
yeah,
it's like a thyroid gland. It keeps putting out too much shit, and you get fatter.
You could tell. Like she might almost be pretty if she didn't have this cancerous uniboob
yeah,
going
almost
on.
Looks normal.
It's the uniboob.
She looks pretty much normal except for the huge.
They had to
ginormous gigolo titty things.
They had to cut 2.5 stone off her huge ginormous gigawatt titty things. What'd you say?
I don't gigawatt titty things.
Of flesh from her boobs, fearing they could squash her lungs and kill her. You almost died because of your giant boobs. That is amazing.
I want to know if she can get up now and what size they took
she
down.
She came out a 34B cup after the 6-hour operation.
Oh, wow.
Dude, if I was that fucking doctor, I would have those motherfuckers bronzed and hanging on my fucking wall.
A biggest
biggest
cup?
Tits ever.
And her titties are less than half the size of mine now. You know
yeah.
that?
Yeah. She probably asked him to take them all, like, completely off. I don't ever want boobs again. I'd be scared
I mean, I
that they
go
were
down
gonna
to, like, a C, you know, if I were like that. I'd still want a
I'd go
full
with
nice
a,
chest.
I'd go with a double D still, I think.
Nah,
I mean,
nah, nah.
You're going to have back problems regardless. You might as well go for the gold if you
I've already
catch
got issues,
drift.
And I've got 36 double Ds. So.
Right, but you didn't start out at a fucking N cup.
No.
You know?
But like, how do you go from N to a B?
A lot of... Oh, it's clogged again. All right, hold on. You know, like a lot of that. A lot of slicing. Probably one of
a
those...
A lot of skin.
Those... electric knives they used to like slice the turkey on Thanksgiving.
Oh, MDS says she's only 5 feet tall. B is fine for 5 feet. Yeah, that is true. 5 feet tall, I can see B kaboobies.
But wouldn't double D be just so much sweeter?
Oh my God.
On a 5 foot. Oh God.
Dude, can you imagine this doctor like in the back of his truck with a tarp over it pulling up to the taxidermy shop? Hey, I need these.
Him and like his four friends are just like up there just titty fucking the fuck out of him. Like, find a spot, boys. Yeah!
Oh God, I would
titty fuck the shit out of that so hard.
You walk into the house, it's just this giant tit just on the wall.
Just laying into it, dude. Just jizz all over it. Me just like totally satisfied. Fucking the shit out of it. Oh, life would be good. The 5 foot patient said, quote, before the operation, I couldn't do anything. I just had to live with it. It got so bad that my breasts were touching my legs. I've always had small build, and the stress on the rest of my body was agony.
Yeah.
She added, my breasts were growing by the day. I couldn't move because my boobs and belly were the same size.
Wow.
You're... But it's like two more stomachs. Just
that's
like,
just fucked up.
Feed me. Oh, God. Join us. That is so awesome. My breasts became so huge, my skin had sores, and I had trouble breathing.
Yeah, you think?
That is fucking brilliant.
I
want to
see her titty rash.
Yeah, I
her whole body is titty rash.
All right, those of you listening live right now, I need a show of hands. How many people have heard of Lupe Fuentes?
I have not.
My name is Lupe Fuentes Holmes. You know what I mean? Yeah. Lupe Fuentes.
Wait.
Essay. She is a... any guesses? I want to know if anyone knows who she is. Seriously. Any guesses? Lupe Fuentes. Anybody? And no, it's not Daisy Fuentes. Thank you, Charlie Clown. I was totally thinking the same thing. You know I was. She's a porn star. I'll just go ahead and leave it at that for now. Actually, here. I'll spoil this one, too. Live listeners, check out that fine piece of ace.
I will.
Colombian-born Spanish porn star, and she is so fucking hot, I gotta say. She's 4'9", weighs just 79 pounds. Perfect to sit and spin, if you catch my drift.
That's so tiny, dude.
She, early in her career, was marketed as Little Lupe and the world's youngest-looking porn star in the world of, quote, barely legal adult entertainment. Yeah. How many of y'all are familiar with barely legal adult entertainment?
I am.
That's right. Cashing in because she appeared underage. But as prosecutors in a San Juan, Puerto Rico court learned last week, she is indeed legal. Whew. Thank the Lord for making such a fucking tasty treat. She is a tasty morsel. Have you seen this picture?
I did.
Tell me that she doesn't look fucking hot.
She's tiny.
She is so tiny and so hot. But, she...
I'm sorry I'm taller than you.
No, I'm not. You're hot, too. I'm just saying. She's also very attractive. Oh, fuck. So...
There's no winning to this. Just go ahead.
The court learned last week that she is legal, and she also was legal back when her first pornos were made. Last week, she traveled to Puerto Rico to make a personal appearance in court on April 7th to help the defense case of Carlos Simon Timmerman, a New Yorker charged with possession of child pornography and transportation of images involving minors engaged in sexually explicit conduct after Little Lupe the Innocent and other adult DVDs were seized from his luggage during a stop in Puerto Rico. He was on his way home from a trip to Venezuela. So she actually flew there to be like, I'm 18, I was 18, whatever, let this guy go.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's, how many porn stars
I'm
do you know?
I'm of age, goddammit.
But for real, like, how many porn stars do you know that would do that? Like, who
Not
gives
many.
A fuck? Stop jerking off to girls that look like they're underage, you know?
Don't but make she, them like that.
She's like, man, that fool was my biggest customer. I will come bail you out.
Probably, dude. I mean...
She was 19 when the film was made back in 07, and she had the documents to prove it. Press release said, after spending nearly 2 months in jail with a 20-year maximum prison sentence at stake, Sim and Timmerman as public defenders were seemingly defeated. The federal government and the U.S. Attorney's Office presented the testimony of a special agent of Immigration and Customs Enforcement that deals with child porn and exploitation cases. She testified that Loopy was definitely under the age of 18. The government then presented the testimony of a pediatrician who also assured the courts
oh, wow.
that she was 100% sure that Lupe was underage.
Wow.
Also female doctor. So I'm just, you know, neither here nor there, but just saying.
Whoa.
His face.
She must be very convincing looking.
Did you see the link? The picture?
Yeah, but she has a tattoo on her right shoulder blade.
Look at the bottom one, though. Look at the cover of the little Lupe thing. Totally
okay,
looks
like
let
me underage. Go back to it and I'll
like,
look.
It doesn't even almost look like the same chick. It's, I don't know. It's
yeah,
weird.
She does look really young. But like, I would still say, I mean, she still looks 18 to me. Like, I don't know. Probably in the film it looks a lot worse because she is 4'9 and 70-some pounds.
Yeah.
And she probably looks like a 13-year-old.
Like,
you know?
Just a lucky find. Just a real lucky find for those guys. I bet it was like a Bang Bus thing. They're like, hey, there, look, her. Come here. Want to make some money?
I miss Bang Bus,
I'm making
dude.
Famous.
Bang Bus was awesome.
I went through a phase of about 3 months where I
oh, yeah.
found online every single Bang
if
Bus
they,
ever
if they
and just jerked the fuck off to them.
If they didn't convince them to do anything, they would
the
drop them off
did.
At the right place. No, well, they would get their money back from them usually.
Right.
They would get it back and then drop them off and be on their way. But if they did convince them to do stuff, they'd give them the money and then drop them off completely on the opposite
oh,
end of
for
town.
For sure. That's the Bang Bus way, man.
I was like, oh,
Bang
my God.
Bros. Bang Bros for life.
I still remember some of those episodes, dude. Just, yeah, Bang Bus was
so
great.
So check this out. The guy, that's so crazy. He spent 2 months in jail because of that.
That's ridiculous, dude.
Right,
it's
so,
like, I bought this in a store.
Via MySpace, the legal team contacted Lupe in hopes that her testimony could set him free. She immediately agreed and flew to Puerto Rico to appear in court. She stated her case, presented evidence, copies of documents showing her birthday and dates of production for the little Lupe DVD. Lupe walked into the courtroom and it was like a courtroom drama in a movie with horrible acting. When Lupe walked in, that tiny human being, she looked like she was 7 feet tall. She owned the room and she immediately won the jury over.
Of course.
Titties. The prosecution, recognizing that its case had been completely discredited, moved to dismiss all the charges against him, Simon Timmerman.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I would sue the shit out of that doctor for being like, oh yeah, I am positive that she is 100% underage, and that fucking other bitch that fucking said that she was definitely underage.
Yeah.
I would sue the shit out of their pants. Amazing. So, yeah. One more for me, and then we'll probably have to call
make some enchiladas.
Yeah, I'm getting hungry. Do you want to hear about religious people slaughtering more people in the Congo? Or dog poop?
Or
something.
Well, we had a little run-in with dog poop today. Why don't we just stick with that?
All right. Well, a dispute between a Bend dog owner and a dog waste removal service got a little out of control.
Who had their own run-in with poop today?
Oh, yeah. Hey, neighbor that owns the Chihuahua, stop letting your dog shit in front of where we fucking walk. Thank you.
It was great. He comes
it was
like,
not
what
great.
Is that?
There was nothing great about that. I went to take off my fucking shoe and put him on my fucking shoe dryer thing. And I just chilling there like two middle fingers made out of poop. Fuck you. Just dog shit on my shoe. I fucking hate that.
I'm sorry.
So, oh, yeah, dude, so bad. I fucking hate that. But that has really nothing to do with this.
That's the reason why I picked the story.
The owner of the Bomb Squad Dog Waste Pickup Service tried to collect a $150 payment from Deborah Dillo on Monday night. Dillo didn't answer the door. Hoffman went to her truck to write a notice. Another notice. Not the first one.
Okay.
But she quickly changed her mind. Quote, I started to go back and write another note, but I just decided, fuck it. I'm going to give her poop back.
All right.
So then from the back end of her truck, Hoffman started slinging feces, 30 gallons of it, according to the cops, onto Dillo's front yard. 30 gallons of shit.
Wow.
$150? Eh, I would have paid the bill.
No shit, dude.
Hoffman admitted she wasn't exactly thinking rationally at the time, but fuck it. That didn't stop her. Quote, actually, once I started doing it, I kind of lost all rational thought together, and I just got into this mode of emptying bags. I was flinging the poo all over her yard. It felt really good, and
fuck
I just
yeah.
kept doing it. That is awesome.
That is awesome.
Fuck yeah. Wow. She's been making a living picking up other people's dog poop for about 10 years.
You know, nice. I bet you this lady's yard is going to look beautiful in a few months.
Yeah, right? Full of shrooms and shit.
Oh, yeah. Full of everything.
Yeah.
Full of shit.
Could you do that job for a whole fucking decade? Like, I would find something
well,
better.
I worked for a shit plant for a while. I wasn't, like, randomly picking up poo. But I was pumping poo from lift station all over the Manatee County, okay? So, I mean, I went all over the place messing with poo.
Fuck that.
I had to dive
pick
in a poo
up,
tank.
It's your dog. Pick up your fucking dog shit. How hard is it?
I bet you she didn't have to dive in a poo tank.
Yeah, probably not.
That
would be
and
the
And it was
time
human feces, not animal
fuck
feces.
So. We eat way nastier shit than what we feed our dogs. I mean, what? We feed them sawdust? And meal, fucking rice meal or some shit.
I don't know.
Our dogs don't eat very well. Some of them do. Some people have, like, good dog diets, but all that dog food shit, even the cat food's probably fucking just sawdust.
No, nah, well, they put some real shit in
it. It's something that makes the cat pee ammonia.
No, I think a cat's body just does that.
Stop doing...
Every cat I've ever had does that. What are you looking for?
The cat. Where's that fucker? Stop peeing ammonia wherever the fuck you are.
I don't know where she is.
So, yeah, she said she has a loyal stable of lazy fucking people that she calls clients. Who,
okay.
Most of whom are good about paying their bills on time. Once in a while, though, she runs into folks who are late with payments or don't pay at all, but rarely, she said. Monday night, Hoffman didn't stop tossing the poo until police arrived at
nice. I'm just going to keep doing this.
Oh, quote, very messy, Sergeant said. I would imagine it probably took the homeowners quite some time to clean up that mess.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, it took hours with the help of neighbors. You know, you could have just went to the neighbors in the first place and been like, hey,
I
need to borrow
cash?
Like 10 bucks from 15 of you now.
Please, before it's this about, lady keeps throwing poo in my yard.
This bitch is crazy. She's. I've seen it
you don't
in her
fuck
eyes.
With this lady,
she
dude.
She smells like dog shit all the time. It's so sad. Dillo said she is battling cancer right now and recently had to spend $700 on medication. She said she was extremely embarrassed by the incident and had vowed repeatedly to pay Hoffman. Richie says he understands the frustration business owners have with delinquent clients. There is an appropriate way to deal with it, and this certainly is not it. Really? Oh, God, it doesn't get more appropriate than that. If you don't pay your bill, I will give you your poop back. Done.
Done.
And some of theirs probably.
I don't care if you had cancer. Sorry.
Yeah, deal with it. My truck just broke down. You know what I did? I dealt with it. Oh, I got cancer. I'm done.
Verizon doesn't
Whole
care
world.
If we if I had surgery
Verizon
and
doesn't
I can't
care
pay my bill. They're going to shut my shit off.
Your fucking job at the time didn't care that you had surgery. They fired your ass. You know what you did? You fucking dealt with it.
Yep.
And did you get dog shit thrown at you or on your place? Fuck no.
No, because I'm hard.
Oh, fuck. So, yeah, that's pretty awesome.
I didn't need that ovary anyway. It's cool.
She's like to take the right steps would be to hire a collection person or to take her to small claims court. But do I have regrets for dumping poop back in her yard because she's a slacker client? Nope. Not one bit.
Nice.
That is so awesome.
That is pretty fucking awesome.
The first comment, as a local business owner, I am inclined to give this lady a round of applause. There have been so many times that clients have ditched out on paying their bills. It's ridiculous. I've often thought about leaving them a little present as well. Think of it as a gesture of my esteemed gratitude.
Awesome.
That's so fucking awesome, man. That's amazing.
Well, that's shitty.
So, thank the good Lord
for
that. Oh, man.
Anyway, so, I don't know.
I don't know. Just
dude.
Pay your fucking bills, dude. We got mad bills, and with your help, we pay them. TheJamHole.com/pay-my-motherfucking-bills. No, it's just /donate. I'm kidding.
Just donate.
You got anything else before we get the fuck out of here? I got some enchiladas to eat. Oh, man.
Yeah, I need to start preheating that
oven.
I'm going
to eat a lot of enchilada. I'm a rapper. Fuck yeah.
You're a fucking...
So,
retard.
Yeah. TheJamHole.com/POBOX. Send us a fucking postcard of where you live. I want them on my
Amham
wall.
Amham says that we should have his postcard.
Yeah, I
by
checked
now.
Yesterday. I didn't check today. But, yeah. Email us info@TheJamHole.com. TheJamHole.com is where all of our shit is located at. Just check it out. It's
and
fucking cool.
Help me get to Florida to fish with my cousin.
Yeah,
TheJamHole.com/donate.
That's going to happen.
Hey.
So... What?
I ask for money every time, every show.
I'm
not going to stop now.
And how well has that been working?
It has not worked.
Well, if you like the show, give us money. If not, who cares?
Will it work if
who
I
cares?
Say our house burned down?
Probably not.
Probably. Not enough people love us that much.
That is true. Well... You can leave us a message, 406-204-4687, when the show is not live. If you guys live here and you're local, Thursday night, we will be at Grizzly Jack's doing some hip-hop. Don't stop. It'll be a good time. So, other than that, we'll see you back here for the Wednesday night show.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.